It's Wednesday, and you know that means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center. Spring forward, fall back. That's how we do daylight savings. And having run around last weekend turning all the clocks in the house and car back 1 hour, we got to wondering, how do we ever wind up with this thing called daylight savings time anyway? So we turned to Rachel Clark of the Michigan History Center. You know, Rachel, it was pretty mind-blowing for me to discover back in the U.S. in the 1870s, we had hundreds of time zones.
Yes, we did. So time zones or a local time was determined on what noon was to that locality. So towns or cities or municipalities would have a sundial of some sort of sun system to determine noon. And then they would have a local clock that would be set to that sundial. And that was their time. That was their local time.
And I suppose that would work when you kind of, well, pretty well, your whole life centered on, you know, your town and the area around it. But you got to stop and wonder, you know, as we got to trains running between cities and meetings getting set, you wonder how that ever happened. There was no standard time.
There wasn't. You're right. It was just local. And that's what everybody went by. And you didn't need anything else. It really didn't matter.
So who led the push that resulted in the time zones we have today?
It was the railroad. Because each town had a slightly different time, it was really a nightmare to try to establish train schedules. And so in England, the railroad established Greenwich Mean Time in 1847 to sort of set the standard for train schedules. And then America, actually the U.S. and Canadian railroads followed suit in the 1880s, and they created four time zones, which are essentially the four time zones we know today.
And Michigan, I discovered, actually wound up in the, began in the central time zone with Chicago.
We did. If you look at a map, it makes a little more sense. I don't know, Michigan wanted to be Eastern, but we're not. And then the U of M fight song says they're the champions of the West.
True.
So, you know, we have a bit of an identity issue with where we sit amongst others. But Michigan did adopt central time zone in 1885. But Detroit didn't like that. They wanted to be on Eastern time zone. It just, for business purposes and because of sort of where they sat, Detroit saw themselves as Eastern. And they made a lot of arguments about that, that later daylight actually means more shopping for people. Later on, sporting events, if you change your times, you could have just all these things that are going on in the evening hours. So Detroit was sort of separate from the rest of the state. So Michigan was on Central. Detroit made a move for Eastern and actually made it in 1915. Detroit moved to Eastern time zone, but not the rest of the state. So even that standard idea of a time, municipalities still got to just sort of decide whatever they wanted. So it's still a really sort of hot mess. So by 1936, the state follows, except for the UP. So we are a mess in the 1830s, or the 1930s, where Eastern time zone, except for the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's weird.
Now, how and where and when did daylight savings time begin? Doesn't it have Ben Franklin's fingerprints on it?
It does. Ben Franklin made a tongue-in-cheek suggestion in 1784 about moving clocks in order to save candles. But depending on how you read it and in what manner you read it, it seemed like a joke. He didn't really mean it. But so that's the earliest reference to changing the clocks in order to save energy. But then it becomes more of a thing in World War I. Europe starts it. Actually, Germany starts it in order to save fuel. The United States follows suit during World War I. So we do have sort of this idea of standard time and this idea of moving clocks. But that ends with the end of the war, and you go back to just deciding whatever you want to do after the war.
I guess a lot of us would be surprised to know we played so fast and loose with time.
I had no idea. I really didn't. It was, you know, I know that it's always been sort of an issue, and it always comes up as, do we really want to change the clocks? What does it mean? Who cares? But I didn't realize, just in terms of Michigan, and I really only looked at Michigan closely. I haven't looked at other states, but we were all over the place.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I hate to, you know, I guess I'm confessing my age here, but I was in seventh grade when President Johnson signed the Uniform Time Act of 1966. I remember we were talking about it in our class, which meant that the nation was climbing aboard daylight savings train. Mm-hmm. But Michigan and Arizona were unique in all of this. How?
Yeah. Oddly enough, after the Uniform Time Act of 1966, there was an opt-out option. I don't get that, but there was. And Michigan and Arizona chose to opt out. So we did not move into daylight savings time, and we just stayed put for a little while. And that created a lot of issues in the 70s.
So how did Michigan sort that out? How did we wind up on daylight savings time?
It was a long, sort of odd process, I feel, for Governor Milliken in that time period, because he received a ton of letters about this, and they were very passionate one way or the other, both sides of the issue. But in 1968, it went to a vote, and the people opted out of daylight savings time. So the people of Michigan said, nope, don't want it. There was a really big rift between rural and urban communities about the concept of daylight savings time. And historically, when people talk about the reason for it, farmers are sort of put out there as like, it's good for the farmers. And farmers hate it. They don't like it at all because their animals don't work on clocks. They work on the sun. And so if you start messing with time a little bit, it really messes with the schedules of the animals. And even if you're just harvesting crops, this concept of longer hours of daylight, that's great if you can get people to work it. But farmers always are sort of the, I don't want to call them scapegoats, but they're the reason that everybody gives, and they didn't like it. So 68, Michigan votes, no, we don't want to be in daylight savings time. And the legislature's like, nah, you didn't really mean that. So in 72, they brought it back for a vote. And that's where the letters that I've read to Milliken, people were irate. They were so mad that their votes didn't count. You know, these letters say, we voted on this, and you're telling us that our vote didn't count. So in 72, it went to a vote again. And this time, people were sort of just fed up. They were like, whatever, do whatever you want. And so very few people actually came out and voted. And by that time, you get a tourism industry that's very powerful. So we move into daylight savings time in 1972.
And and it still comes up every time we have to shift our clocks forward or back. Do we really need to
came
do
up this? It came up in 2017. And again, people, the tourism industry, the golfing industry sort of are like, nope, we like it the way it is. And then it actually came up this past March one more time. I don't know that it has enough oomph compared to everything else that the legislature in Michigan is looking at, that it actually makes it past the discussion stage. So, but it'll always come back because everybody in March and again in November are ask why we do it. So,
Rachel Clark, Michigan History Center, with the background on daylight savings time. As always, Rachel, thank you.
Thank you so much.